It might come true.
Company, I don't wanna be a boyfriend. No, when it's not another. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome. Sorry about the late introduction. We got some trainees with us today. Are you guys, can you guys hear?
Yeah.
All good? Bring the microphone closer.
Just so we can hear you.
These things control the volume on your headphones, so if they're too loud or too low. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves? Talking for the first time?
My name is Brandon.
Wait, hold on. I think your mic is not on. That's my fault. Got it. You're good.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Brandon, freshman.
Freshman?
Yeah.
Tell us what your show's going to be about or what you're planning to do here.
Well, I'm hoping to work with like ops team. I want to learn how the station works and be the person that runs.
Yes, yes. We always need more ops people. Anyone who's on the exec board will tell you that. We need more, and especially Spencer, our head of the ops. He'll be like, we need more ops people.
Hi, I'm Sarah, sophomore, and I just want to get a show to play music with my friend.
What kind of music do you listen to mostly?
Kind of like pretty chill, like R&B stuff, like really into like Frank Ocean or Jacob Banks. And
I feel that vibe, yeah. I grew up on like 90s, 2000s R&B, so like very like, My mom was just huge on all those artists, like Keisha and Nicole and like all these artists from back then. So I grew up on that. And then listening to Frank Ocean, like current R&B is so good.
Mm-hmm.
So you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. And this is all chat, the video game talk show, except today we're not going to be talking a lot. I'm actually going to be playing a lot of music because I'm training these people on how to use all this equipment that's in here. So can't really do that and talk at the same time. If you've listened to our show before, you know there's usually two of us, me and DJ Heejay. He couldn't make it today. He's a little preoccupied. But it worked out because I just swapped him for two new people. We'll get back to the regularly scheduled stuff probably next week. Next week we'll be able to do a lot more talking. I remember that we mentioned last week that we are planning to do a conversation about Flash games. Because I know everyone remembers their, like, back when computers and, like, video games, what?
I said that was, like, my first game.
I can't hear you, sorry.
That was, like, my first game.
Exactly. Yeah. Going to, like, addictinggames.com was, like, the thing to do. And I think it's a very, like, we're nearing the age where saying that, a lot of people might not get it. like people in high school right now probably won't know what I'm talking about. Although Flash games are kind of popular. They don't go out of style, I think. People are still making them.
Oh, yeah.
So, we're going to go back into the music, and I hope everyone's having a lovely Friday. It's really hot in here, and I know it's warm outside. It's nice and chill outside. It's been really nice the past few days.
Yeah.
It was like 50 the other day and sunny.
I
walked out fully bundled up, and as soon as I walked out, I was like sweating. I was like, oh, God. We'll let you guys enjoy some music for a bit, and we'll be back. I don't know, in a little bit, after I've, talked their ears out. All right, see you guys after this song, or after, maybe, let's say three songs. Bye-bye.
The reason you changed for
a talking, honey, talking.
Welcome back. That was a lot of music in a row. I haven't done that in a while. That was Land of the Glass Pinecones, Human Sexual Response. That was a request. Someone called in during one of the songs that we're playing and asked for that song. So that was for you. Thank you for calling in. We always take requests here. So those of you that are either driving and listening or listening to us any other means, streaming us, oh, you can always call in and request a song. Always want to hear it. Or, you know, talk to us, make some new friends. We're here for it. So what is your guys' impression of Demufo and the space so far?
Fun. It's a little, I feel, not really overwhelmed, but it seems like there's so much stuff.
There's a lot, yeah. And I kind of speed through things, so I'm sorry if I like just like, this is that. I get very excited. I've done training since my second semester freshman year. I had a show, and I trained people as well. Because I was so excited that I wanted other people to be excited with me. So I was like, okay, I want trainees on my show, because then like we can all like just be chilling together. It was also harder though because my show was at 2 a.m., so no one signed up for it. But the next semester, I had a better show time, and people signed up for that one. I think I've actually had this time spot for better part of 2 years now. 5 p.m. on a Friday.
Ooh. Prime time.
Yeah, being on the exec board helps with that. You get a lot of volunteer hours through that. It's not just like if you're on the exec board, you don't immediately get a good hours. It's about the volunteer hours, which you get indirectly from being on the exec board. What's your impression of it so far?
It's pretty cool. I love the space. Like the graffiti is so cool to look at.
Oh, the graffiti is the best. Yeah, yeah. And like for anyone who's like listening, you can't see it, but we're just surrounded by like art. And just people, like I could just feel like good times were spent in here. So we've been just going over all the rules, you know, all the technicalities of being a DJ here at WMFO. What was I gonna say? Oh yeah, you gotta start thinking of your DJ name and also your like DJ voice. You gotta work on
DJ voice.
Like mastering the art of like talking and being almost like an NPR broadcaster, but not too bland. Like you have to have your own, I don't know, flavor, if you will.
Makes sense.
For a while, it was like I would be like talking like this and like be very like, you know, like nervous or like didn't know. But like as soon as I learned that getting closer to the microphone and then like talking as if like everyone's in here, it like helps. It becomes like. Not deeper, I don't really have a deep voice, but those that do, it's just like, whoa, I'm listening to a radio host right now. I remember the guy I trained under when I was getting trained, he has a show Friday nights called Plastic Sushi, Strawberries and Time, and he's been doing this show for like years. He's a community member, he's amazing. I wouldn't be surprised if he's listening right now. His show starts at 7, I believe. But yeah. As soon as I heard his voice when he like came on here and he went live, I was just like, whoa, that's a radio, like that's a DJ. Like his voice is perfect for the radio and the way he talks and his mannerisms. So that really helped me, like, inspired me to like try to master my, like how I talk and stuff.
Okay. Now I have to ask, what is that radio show about?
It's actually really cool. And I don't want to get it wrong on air, but from what I remember, he has two different segments. Like one week it's a different topic. The next week it's another one. Let me get the other one because he has two different shows basically. And I'm looking up the schedule right now. So 1 week it'll be Plastic Sushi, Strawberries, and Time by Edward Muhart, and then Tears of the Gods is the name of his other show that he does in the same exact time. From what I remember from when I was on his show, he mixes like old, it's very specific. He mixes Japanese rock with rock music with old black and white movie dialogue. So you'll hear both at the same time. It's like, wow. He does
that
this at home.
Awesome.
He mashes them up. I'm telling you, it's amazing. That's the other great thing about having a free form radio is that every hour it's like a different, like creative mind coming
different.
In and, like, whether it's someone who's been here for years or just a student that comes in and plays their music, you get to experience someone completely different every hour. it could be overwhelming at times. You're like, what's going, who is this? Like, what am I listening to right now? But recently I had a car on campus, and so I'll always be playing, I always tune in WMFO, and I've been able to listen to so many different people. I'm like, who is this? Like, they're amazing. Who is that? And I'll find out it's like a some sophomore that just started radio. It's like, you're natural. Like, this is amazing. It's such a good show. And then I'll find people who've been doing shows for like 20 years or 30 years. We have a show, it's on, is it Sunday mornings? No, where is it? I can't find it. But it was, no, yeah, it's supposed to, it should be on Sunday mornings. I don't know. But we have a show where someone comes in and talks about the news coming out of Haiti in French for an hour or two. And he's been doing it for years. So we have a lot of specific shows that have like their own niche and their own like following and creative like idea, and so many, and a lot of people just coming in and playing their flavor of music, which is always fun. Which is what I did for the first 3 years. Now I wanted to do a talk show. The thing I've noticed about having a talk show, though, is that the first time I tried to do a talk show last semester, I was talking here by myself. Like, I didn't have anyone here, so it was a talk show of me just talking about games by myself, and I was like, I think I need someone else here. I had to take breaks. You can't really talk for 60 minutes straight. It's kind of hard. So yeah, that was a rookie mistake. But then I got my co-host to come in with me, and yeah, we've been having a blast so far. What are you guys' DJ names? Do you guys have an idea?
I was actually thinking about that today.
Really?
And so I also really like games. And mm-hmm. My gamer tag for like Xbox mm-hmm. was always, it was my initials, which were BG. And then my nickname growing up when I played baseball was always Lil B, because I was the smallest person on the
team.
Got it. And so I would always be BG Lil B. But whenever somebody would look at that, they would be like, what does that say? Bleak Lilb?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, it's so, like, it's one word. Yeah. That's a great start on a DJ name, though. Like, that's already, you're already on a good path because it has that, like, kick to it. Got nothing, Sarah?
Yeah, I have no idea. I'll have to think about it.
DJ Sarah, yeah, here.
That's what I signed up with.
Yeah. That's usually people's go-to. It's like, I'll just put DJ in front of my name, yeah, which is totally fine. Mine is, my first 2 years, it was DJ John G, because my name's like John Garcia, so I just put the first two syllables together and put John G, or for two letters. And so I just went with that, but recently I've been going off of my gamer tag for once I started the talk show, which is Mr. Gracias, M.R. Gracias, yeah, which is a playoff of my last name. But yeah, I've been liking that name so far. And my housemate, who is my co-host, his name is Hej, so he just goes DJ Hej, which is like brilliant. Mm-hmm. That's perfect. We're gonna go back into some music because we've been talking for a while, and we're gonna go over the board. So if you hear music cutting in and out or other sounds coming in and out, it's because we're messing with buttons. But don't be alarmed and stick around. We'll play some really good music, I promise. If you're a fan of Walk the Moon / Hippocampus, that is what I'm going to be playing right now. So stick around, and we'll see you in a bit. I'm trying to find the right song. That wasn't a great transition, but we're working on it. Cool, got it.
My own, she said. a branch so you can't leave. On the ground, lost and found, understand me. Putting words in my mouth, trying to get free. Take a beating like a good pair of headphones. I can take a hit like Karate Kid. No, you can learn a lot from a good pair of headphones. Like how to take a beating, I know I did. Open the door.
A star, and I swear I know her face. I just don't know who you are. Turn the music up in here. I still hear her loud and clear, like she's right there in my ear, telling me that she wants to own me, to control.
Come closer, hey, and I just can't pull my- Ask kids what it took to be a dad. This is what they had to say.
A father is always present. I mean, what real father figure can you have if they're not there?
In order to be a good dad, you need to love your son. You need to put gas in your car so you don't break down in the middle of nowhere. And you need to make them breakfast. Yep.
I mean, just to maybe play like a board game with me, or to just stay home and play some video games with me. Just to do like that one little thing is what I really look forward to.
I'm not asking him to be a perfect dad, but he should try.
He's just a constant force in my life.
There's no other type of love like a dad's love, because it's not comparable to anything else.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Yo, man.
Yo.
Open up, man.
Yo, what do you want, man?
My girl just caught me.
You made her catch you?
I don't know how I let this happen.
The who?
The girl next door, you know? I don't know what to do.
Say it wasn't you.
All right. Honey came in and she got me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom door. How could I forget that I had given her an extra key? All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off me.
Oh, you think I don't want access to your villa? Trespass on a witness, all of you clean out your pillar. You better watch your back before she turn into a killer. Just review the situation that you call the pinner. To be a true player, you have to know how to play. If she say a night, convince her say a day. Never admit to a word where she say. And if she claim her, you tell her, baby, no way.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
Wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she caught me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom floor. I had tried to keep her from what she was about to see. Why should she believe me when I told her it wasn't me?
She knows that she really not the right for Vicks. I never used to see you make the jig a low flex. As somebody else to favor you in the complex. Seeing is believing, so you better change your specs. You know she have a bring a whole heap of things up from the past. All the little evidence you better know for mass. Quick for your answer, no off it talk. But if she back a gun, you know you better run fast.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
No, wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she caught me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom floor. How could I forget that I had given her an extra key? All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off me. Wanna tell her that I'm sorry for the pain that I've caused. I've been listening to your reason, it makes no sense at all. Need to tell her that I'm sorry for the pain that I've caused. You may think that you're a player, but you're completely lost.
Hello, hello, welcome back. That was, It Wasn't Me by Shaggy, which is like, you know, a golden song. He was here for Spring Fling 2 years ago, and wow, that was some, especially when you're an artist that like everyone knows one song, like the back of their hand, and none of your other songs. But yeah, that was fun. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. This is All Chat, the video game talk show. except for today. Today is a training day. And next week. Next week's also a training day. But that's totally fine. We're just here in the studio with some trainees. And yeah, that's the end of today's show. And then I'm going to put it on the robot. And then we're going to walk out of here. Do you guys have any parting words?
See you next week.
See, there you go. Yeah, that's a good. What would the name of your show be?
Oh gosh.
Yeah, we it's have a bit not on the spot.
About that yet.
There's some. You should go. You should look at the WMFO schedule and look at people's names. They're very right. clever. Yeah, there's a lot of really good names up there. They get a lot of inspiration. Yeah, so I recommend that. Do you have a show name?
Well, if I did have a show, I would want to do like half and half of talking and probably music. I wanted to do something like educational because I really like, if I'll see something out in the world, I'll be like, oh, I wonder what's that all about. So the biggest thing right now was I went skiing not too long ago. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering how ski lifts worked. And so I wanted to do a show like, oh, this teaching people how this works.
Oh, so is it going to be like, you know, like a random, not random, but like, we're going to learn about something new today. Like,
yeah.
We're going to have a different topic. It's like a fun podcast idea. Yeah. That's fun. Talk shows are fun. I'll tell you that. need someone else. Have a second party at least.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to get out of here. I hope everyone has a lovely Friday. And part of the reason I love this showtime is because Friday at 5 p.m., after I'm done with the show, it is officially the weekend. It is Friday night. Man, you know,
that's so
it's
true.
It's already the weekend Thursday night, but you know, like Friday night, it's like literally the weekend. So, everyone have a safe and fun weekend and enjoy the holiday. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Holiday
yeah.
On Monday. No school. Yeah, 3-day weekend. Awesome. Bye bye. I want to say bye.
Bye.
They all said, well, he's just an excitable boy.